It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Scott, we got a hammer from Jody. Thank you very much. So it's a 10-team, 1QB PPR start nine. We got Lamar, Cousins, Kyler at QB. JT, Mixon, Spears, Charbonnet at running back. Flowers, Adams, Hollywood at wide receiver. Then McBride and Kincaid. Has the 101 through 103, a second, a third, and plenty of cans. Got into an orphan last year, made some moves, and successfully tanked. Moves I should make? Planned on sticking to Marv and Neighbors unless I get a crazy offer. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Man, look at all that. There's some quarterback equity in the 1QB, but go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, there is. And I mean, Jody, you have a really good team here. You literally hit the nuts with the 101 through the 103 in this class. I mean, you can probably afford to pass on Bowers even just because you already have McBride and Kincaid. You don't need Bowers. But if somebody else wanted them, you'd be happy to move, you know, that pick, the 103 for the 104 or for another package of pieces.
Sure.
But like, this is the class in a 1QB start nine where you're looking for hammers or get out. You're literally hitting a class that has three top 15 receivers in it. And even if they don't end up being that, you have monopolized the market already. So you control this draft and don't take that lightly. You already have a pretty good team. You have two potentially top 10 QBs with Lamar and Kyler, enough running backs to probably get by, but you also have excess now at receiver that you could trade and tight end that you could trade. So I think you're in good shape. Worst case scenario, you just make the picks, man. Great class to have one through three.
That's a great spot. Yeah, it has to be. A question was, it has to be an overpay. Yeah, I mean, it has to be a conversation with the top 10 dynasty asset. And I want no more than two pieces on the other side. Okay, Demo, thanks for the hammer. So it's a 12-team super flex PPR 1.5 for tight end start 10. We have Stroud, Bryce at quarterback, Achan, Chase Brown, and Trashcans at running back, Garrett Wilson, Puka, Tank, and Pickens. Also JSN at wide receiver, likely at tight end. Has the 101, 104, 106, 7, the 206, and 225 first. Apparently one is projected early. So he's asking what to do with these picks. Adding Caleb Neighbors and Bowers could make this team a young wagon. Traded the 105 and Kincaid for Puka recently and the 111 for Tank in season. That's a good one. Thanks for everything. Love the Discord. Thanks for being a Discord member. Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. So he's got a lot to work with. I think you can go in either direction here. I think you need another quarterback. You probably need another receiver if you wanted to try to go get a better receiver. But you also have four of the top seven picks, which are all extremely valuable. And Clay, there's layers to this draft too, where because you have 101, depending on what 102, 103, and 105 need, I actually think your pick at the 101 kind of is going to dictate what you're going to be able to get at 104, 106, and 107. So I think the decision has to be, because I don't need Caleb Williams on this team either, right? Because I'm guaranteed to get one of the other QBs myself. So it's not like I have to pick between Caleb or Marv. If I go Caleb, I'm probably getting Neighbors and Adunze, at least one of them. If I go Marv, depending on, probably want to look at 102 and 103. Do they need QB? Is at least one of them going to take a QB? Okay, if one of them is going to take a QB, I'm still going to get the third QB at 104. But I'm basically guaranteed to fill all my needs. So I think you can just be flexible. I would probably go Marv in this case.
I would too.
Let them dictate it, because I know I'm getting Jaden Daniels and or Drake May and or JJ McCarthy, and I can take two QBs if I want. So I think I go Marv here because I do think the quarterback scarcity is not as pronounced when you have these picks, meaning unless 2 and 3 are just going to take two receivers and then now you're going to get all quarterbacks, I'm actually fine just going Marv and just being able to take Drake May or Jaden and be fine with it because you already have Stroud.
We had a stream like this, like a month and a half or so ago. It reminds me a lot of that one where we were like, we're not taking a QB with that 101, not with the 104. We may kick, wait until 106 or 7. So you've got a lot of flexibility there. And having Stroud and Bryce, you're going to want to take at least one. But you're in a good spot. Lots of leverage. Jackson, thank you for the hammer. Appreciate it. It is a 12-team start 9 super flex, PPR, no tight end premium, Lamar and Blue Jeans, also known as Will Levis, at quarterback. We have Warren at running back, Higgins, London, Judy, Dotson at wide receiver, tight end Waller. As far as picks, the 101, 112, and 5 seconds. Have all my future picks and an extra 1 and 2 next year. The question is, do I just take Caleb and tank for another year or move down to try to get multiple picks on the top 6? If I can't do that, what kind of deal should I look for? Thanks, guys. What do you think here? 12-team Superflex start 9.
Yeah, it's a start 9. He lacks assets. I mean, you're talking about like Jerry Judy, Jahan Dotson, Will Levis are being, your 5th, 6th best players that he mentioned. So we're probably even in a start 9, not a contender. So I think it's interesting because I think you could justify going Caleb and just tanking another year. But Clay, I think you could justify actually making multiple moves. You could go Marv. You could then shop Lamar Jackson. Can you get Anthony Richardson plus for Lamar Jackson? Like, you need to create some equity. But I also don't really want to, in a start 9, trade down from 101 if it's going to like 105. You know what I mean? Like, you already have a locked and loaded first round startup pick in your hands with the 101. And I think Caleb and Marv are both extremely bulletproof in terms of like, it's going to take a lot for the community to think they stink. You know, they may not smash right away, but it's going to be hard for people to go, that guy's awful. So I don't think you take that lightly. I'd go to the 102, see if he's willing to trade up a spot. What will he give me? He'll give me a future second. I would take it because I don't really care which of the two that I get. But if I take a quarterback, let's say I take Caleb, I'd be willing to shop Lamar. Can I build more equity by taking Lamar and getting multiple pieces? So you need to split something, though.
He's got 5 seconds, too, in that 112. But I'm just looking at whether this team can compete even in a start 9. You know, it's a little thin, those wide receivers. I mean, you like Higgins some, London some, but then it's, kind of gross. So, I would look to trade back from the 101, maybe staying within the top 4. But, can you package 3 of those seconds plus the 112 and get up in the top 5 and take quarterback there? Something like that.
I would also take the lowest of the seconds or maybe even one of them. Not the best one if it's like 202. He doesn't list what they are. He just says 5 seconds. But the 112 and the 208, let's say. What I would do is I would go to a team that I think is squarely in the middle and see if they'll give me their 25. Yeah, and just gamble that my 112 and 208 ends up the 105 next year. And then that's much closer to a hammer than it would be having 2 late picks. But the other thing, Clay, is I don't hate this class in a start 9 taking shots on all those seconds. If one of them can be flipped for a first, you've won. 1 out of 5, you've won those trades. So take that. Focus on building this year. You're not probably going to compete.
Yeah, all he had was Warren at running back. And even though he's not competing this year, still hammer some running back, Scott, with those 5 seconds, just real quick.
No, I'm not. Depends. Okay. You know what I'm hammering? ADV. Artificial I'll take Braylon Allen if people in my league like Braylon Allen. But I'm not drafting Braylon Allen because I need running backs. So hammer you think you can sell. You're building equity in 2024.
So we got a very generous 5 hammers from, what was his name? Hunter G, thank you so much. Appreciate it. So it's a 12-team super flex tiered PPR start 11. So it's 1.25 for running backs, 1.5 for wide receiver, 2.0 for tight end. I love that. 6 point per passing touchdown, -2, 0.25 point per carry. So every rush attempt is 0.25. That's significant. And then there's bonuses for big play stuff. Anthony Richardson, any QB on a 53, garbage dump in Philippines at running back. JJ, Nico, Rice, Downs, JSN, Flowers, wide receiver, Freiermuth, and Musgrave at tight end. As far as picks, has the 101, 4, 8, 10, 11. And that also has the 201, 4, and then the 8 through 12. Thinking the 102 goes QB and 103 goes wide receiver. Would you go Marv at 1 and the best QB at 4? Or best player available. What are we doing with these picks, Scott? 101 and 104, I believe, is what he had, right? 12-team. It's pretty deep format. 12-team start 11.
Yeah, and I actually think you'd have to run the war and look at the analytics on it, but I actually think the tight ends matter less here because the receiver PPR is bumped, and it's point per carry, and it's 1.25 for running backs. So go back to the first part real quick just to kind of do a quick analysis on that. 12-team start 11. The bonuses for the 40-yard plays, I mean, this is where the scoring kind of, like, you really do have to look at the war distribution, and you really do have to look at the My League analytics. So if you don't have that, access at destinationdevy.com. Go to the second part. Start getting into the format a little more. I love the garbage dump in the
running
back. That's so bad.
That is bad. Let's see.
Nico Rice down. So in this format, a 1.5 PPR. Even guys like Josh Downs are usable, right? Like, I'd rather, right. I bet you if you looked at the analytics, and we almost could do this because he did donate 5 hammers, but we could almost look at it. I bet you the flex analytics for receivers would be the dominant still because it's 1.5 PPR. So guy like Downs, I mean, Downs had like 70 catches last year. So like in a 1.5 PPR, he's probably scoring 12, 13 points a game. So he's definitely a flex. So you don't count him as just a clogger here. He's a starter. So he's got 6 startable receivers. Both the tight ends he has, you could squint and see where they're usable.
It gets gross at a start 11. You're going to find these people in your lineup. Yep.
Okay. So go to the third part because I see the picks that he has.
Yeah.
He has
thinking 102 of the top 13 goes QB. Picks. 103 goes wide receiver. So basically, again, like how do you want to start it?
Honestly, man, I think in 1.5 PPR with this market, I'm fine taking Marv. And I know I'm going to be able to take another receiver, and I'm okay taking the QB2 or the QB3 because I also have that 104. And I'm guessing the 104 BPA is probably – would you take Bowers on this team, Clay? Would you consider him at 104? Just
2.0. Yeah,
shoot for the tight end advantage, given that I already have – 7 good receivers if I take Marv, you know what I mean? Would you take Bowers and take the shot that he's elite?
It's the tight end advantage, but it's also the insulation that he comes with. So not only the points per game, but it's also the liquidity and insulation. So yeah, I mean, I would look at it more. And again, well, looking at the war for this kind of thing would be, I'd be more than happy to take Bowers 104.
Here's the thing. He has the 108. So if he goes Marv, Bowers, what's guaranteed to be there at 108? Adunze or McCarthy?
He needs a QB. So
he's going to get another piece that is not going to be probably in that much demand, but he knows he has the 108. And then the rest of the picks, I mean, 110, 111, 201, you're either packaging them, shooting for extra first next year. Like, you got a ton of assets here. So this is one of those, just don't be smart about it, but you really do have a lot of leverage, and you're building out a nice roster here where depth matters at all positions.
Yeah. Thank you very much for those 5 hammers. Appreciate it. We have 3 from A Squirrel. Thank you very much. Yeah. And for those in the crowd, we have 419 people watching us for some reason, Scott. Thank you very much for all these donations. buymeacoffee.com/tradesin5. These are essentially our new super chats. We moved them over to Buy Me a Coffee. This is an awesome platform, and yeah, it's going well. So appreciate all the support, and yeah, let's hit some more trades. That's enough non-trade talk, right? 3 hammers from a squirrel. He says, best vice. He says, best advice around.
The best vice around is probably very fitting as well.
Advice. Well, we don't have Shane on.
That's true.
Need a lot of help with this one. 12-team Superflex, start 8, half PPR, no tight end premiums, very shallow. Cousins at quarterback, Roshan and trash cans at running back. London, Addison, Christian Watson, Judy, Komet, and that's it at tight end. In terms of picks, 101, 105, 210, 302, 305, 312. Should I trade the picks for players or stick and pick? Any other advice on how I can turn this team around? It does need some turning around. Scott, this is a 12-team start eight, half PPR, and that's his team.
Well, let's start with this. Let's breathe. Because this team is going to take a little while, right? This is a start eight. And do you, other than the 101, are there any hammers on this team that you see? Like, no, you're squinting, I mean, and saying, could Drake London be a hammer if he has a good quarterback? Potentially.
The but first thing are... I would do would be join our Discord to have a chance to get in one of our listener leagues, and I would kind of put this league to the side. So consider doing that. Go ahead.
Do you mean like hedge this one with one that's going to be 100%. More fun?
Yeah, yeah. Do the exact opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be so like Jane, that you're depressed about something, so just go take some substance that makes you feel better. At least it'll get you by. But yeah, best this one's going to probably around. Be after one. You have to probably temper your expectations. This is going to be a long build. But the truth is you can turn a start eight around. Anybody that's played in FFPC, we don't get anything from them, but I was on the FFPC high stakes hour last night, and all they do is just run ads about their dynasty leagues, right? And the thing they advertise is they've never had a league fold. Never won. Right. Now you wonder, okay, you and I have been in the dynasty space for a while. I've been in the dynasty space for a decade. I've seen tons of leagues fold. Why do they fold? Well, they're deep-ass rosters, and it's a you or I or the commission, we're sick of doing it, right? The FFPC, their start eight, they're shallow rosters. So what does that mean? There's more variance, right? There's more turnover.
Yeah,
things sure. You can't just hoard. When a team is dominant, it can't just dominate because they have 30 roster spots and they handle all the assets and they never let them go. So you can turn around a shallow league quicker because there's probably right. teams that are good, but they're looking at a bunch of players that as soon as they fall off a little bit, they're below the threshold and you have the picks. So throw his question up there one more time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to help him with the picks. What are you, what is the, if you only had one pick to make here with the 101, what is the foundation piece you are starting this team with? Cause I think everything else can go.
Give me Caleb.
Caleb over Mark. Okay.
I want to lock up a quarterback and this is, you know, you could do some jockeying around, obviously. Don't know how active your league is, but yeah, I want to solidify quarterback. This is a long build. Let's take care of that first.
Okay. And I think everything else can go. Everything else can be combined, can be added, can be split, can be traded for future picks. I mean, London, Addison, Christian Watson, none of those
any
are
25 first. Yeah. Yes. I mean, even something as small as a 25 first, even if you take 90% on those players, the value is liquidating it. It sounds like you agree. Okay. This was cool. This was just two hammers from Batiatos. It was, this show is the best activity for Wednesday morning work drive in Denmark. Keep hammering. How awesome is that? Thank you very much.
I was thinking Wednesday morning, but in Denmark, he's probably literally watching the live stream on Wednesday morning when we're streaming on Tuesday night. I just got it. Let me put that in there. Good stuff.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So, and then J6 got us two hammers. J66, 10-team PPR, Superflex tight end premium start 10. Quarterbacks are Herbert, Young, Russ, and Ritter. Running backs, Gibbs, Kendre Miller, and Trash Cans. Wide receivers, Wilson, Judy, J-Mo, Mims, QJ, Mike Wilson, and then also has tight ends, Pitt, Likely, and Otten. The 101, 102, 108, 205. Would like to know how you guys would allocate the resources here. We're heading into year two of my home league. I like the core, but don't have much else outside the 24 picks. Last part is very difficult to move up or down the draft with the league mates. Is it crazy to try and acquire a QB with a 108 plus and take Marv and Neighbors at 1 and 2? So going back to his team real quick, 10 teams, start 10, super flex.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do. Marvin Neighbors at 1 and 2. It's a 10-teamer. Your QBs aren't good, but they're also not like you don't have any. Like you could probably get by with Herbert, Young, and Russell Wilson. Yeah, a 10-teamer. And if you can turn, you know, the 108 into some other asset versus making a pick, I'm fine with that. If you want to go get a better QB, I'm fine with that. I like having four QBs in a 10-team because you need to have both depth and have a little upside. I don't think you have a lot of upside with Russell Wilson or Bryce Young. So if you could get some sort of upgrade at QB with that other 108, I'm fine with it. But he's listing Judy, J-Mo, Mims, and Quentin Johnston, and Michael Wilson. So, I mean, he needs receiver assets bad because he's probably taking a bath at receiver against most of the league.
Right.
Neighbors and Marv are obvious picks.
Okay. Yeah, no, totally agree. And I'm just looking, 515 people watching us. That's very cool.
That's wild for a Friday afternoon. Yeah, that's beating the Tuesday streams at times. I
know. Love it. Okay, so I'm just posting that. Okay, let's go to the next one. Thank you for that, Two Hammer J66. Let me just get rid of these banners, keep this clean. Let's go to Sugar Sean. Thanks for the hammer. 12 team Superflex start 10 PPR, 1.5 for tight ends. Josh Allen, Kyler, Watson, Rodgers at quarterback, Breece Hall, Achan, and trash cans at running back. Lamb, Nico, London, Addison, JSN, Reed, Wicks, QJ, Pitts, likely an Otten at tight end. Has the 102, 108, 202, 205 through 7. Looking to compete this year, is this a team that you would tier up or draft and trade for depth? Any type of moves you'd be looking to make? This is a low to medium amount of league activity. So what that's from is the Google form that I made on buymeacoffee.com. If you fill that out, then we capture league activity too. Anyway, Scott, 12 team Superflex start 10.
Well, before I get to Sugar Sean, Cody Smith, shout out to Cody in the chat, has informed us there's only 24 likes, Clay, which is not a good ratio.
Gross.
With 538 people in the stream. So hit that like button if you could. We appreciate it. But let's get to the question. So 12 teams start 10. I mean, he's got QB depth to trade if he wanted. I'm actually fine trading. I could move Kyler on this team if I wanted to get more assets. You know, he's got quarterbacks that he can use. I was looking at my Josh Allen teams earlier, Clay. I think if you look at war in these types of leagues where it's a start 10 or a start 9, the QB advantage is magnified when you have a guy like Allen. Like, you can get by with a Watson and Rodgers pair. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be the best QB room in the league. But I think when Kyler holds 5x the value of Watson and Rodgers, the fact that you have the pair, if you could turn Kyler into a hammer elsewhere, now all of a sudden you're moving, you know, Kyler for another elite receiver, which you're stacking onto what you already have. And you have the 102. And we have Breece Hall and A-Chain already. I mean, this team is stacked. I think it needs to liquidate some of the shit like Wicks, QJ, Jalen Hyatt, probably a tight end, tighten that up. But I think you can kind of play on the margins. Can you add QJ to 108 and get 107? Like, yeah, little things like that.
Anything.
Or you just liquidate them for future picks because you literally don't need them.
Would you sell Kyler for the 103 straight up to get your roster construction under control? You're maybe taking a slight loss, but then you could take, you've got 102, 103. You could get a hammer wide receiver right there.
What am I getting at 102, 103? Is it neighbors Marv? Is Marv going one? Like, that'd be a question I would kind of want to know, because if Marv is going one and I'm forced to take Caleb, then I'm more open to selling Kyler, right? Because I'm going Caleb, neighbors. I could live with that. Yep. I probably want a little juice just because the person that's getting Kyler is probably needing a quarterback and they know they're not getting Caleb. So they feel better about getting Kyler for that pick instead of drafting Daniels or May. But I'm okay with it. I like it. Just don't mess it up. You have more assets than everybody in the league. Just be smart about it. If you watch this show, you'll kind of know what some of those other players are worth and what they're, you know, the guys that you want to get rid of.
For sure. We got a hammer from someone. Thank you very much. 12 team Superflex start 10 PPR. It is 1.75 for tight ends. Has the 103, 111, 112, 203, and then 3/3, 225 firsts. He says one is his and then a late one, 225 seconds. In terms of team, Devontae Smith, Tank Dell, and trash cans. Only one team other than me in the top six are QB needy. So I probably land Caleb at three because one and two are set. I can try to use the 112 and a late 25 first to move up. Basically, let's give him some thoughts here.
he didn't miss the QB.
Two players, literally two assets.
Yeah. I mean, we just had one of these a couple questions ago, right? Where you were just so poor on assets.
You're so poor on first, too. Like, yeah, you have the 103, but only 225s. Yeah, this.
But he's getting Caleb apparently at 103. I mean, okay, sure. I'll take that. But I think everything else, I mean, and here's, I think, sometimes what people don't like to hear when they have a roster like this. Like, why can't you trade Tank Dell and Devontae Smith? You know, like, they're not off the table either. I think you have to take those two, plus all your picks, plus any of your future assets, and kind of throw it all into one bucket and go, how can I turn all of this into more value? So maybe not your own 25 first and second. You're going to hold on to that. But all your picks this year, besides the 103, plus the players you have, like, it's all up for the taking. And if I'm a contender, this is something I've been looking at with a couple of my leagues. When I'm a contender and I see a team that's in a circumstance like that, I'm looking at it like, I know that I probably have some assets that they're interested in, but I have to figure out what type of deal are they interested in, Clay. They're not interested in a deal where they give me three picks to move up and get one player. They're the one that wants to go the other way. So how can I get maybe two? Like, I might want Devontae Smith and Tank Dell. I need two threshold receivers on a contender.
Yeah.
What can I offer that person where they go, I wish I could get more, but the inbox offer that Scott just sent me is the type of deal I'm interested in.
Yeah.
So I have to at least take it seriously. And that's where you start with getting deals done, is thinking about not what players they want or not great value for them. What type of deal, if I look at Clay's team and where his team is, what type of deal would click in his head? Like, man, I really don't want to move that 108, but I'm getting,
it's what I wish everybody did. I mean, correct. Everybody wishes that, you know, they did their pre-call meeting to look at our team before sending an offer. That would be ideal. But yeah, man, that's spot on. Is it the type of trade that makes sense for me? Okay. Mark Chi, thanks for the hammer. 12 team, and then he lays out all of the starters. So it's a 12 team, starts one QB, one running back, one wide receiver, one tight end, six flexes, and a super flex. It's a half PPR, and Scott, this is a best ball. So at quarterback, Lamar, Rodgers, and backups. Zamir at running back. Amari Cooper, Michael Wilson, Shakir at wide receiver, Fant and Juwan Johnson as a 107, 109, 111, 201, 211. And then he has 325 first and 4 seconds. With these roster settings, does it make sense to prioritize wide receiver and tight end? Over running back, I think is what he means. P.S. Shane, are you from Delco? Just started listening and the accent tipped me off. Well, thanks for listening and thanks for the hammer. I have no idea what the answer is to that. Maybe Shane's in the crowd, considering this is his channel too. Scott, what do you think, man? This is best ball. And look at that. You only have to start one running back. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just a couple principles for anybody that doesn't play in best ball. So some of the players, we would probably go, yuck, Michael Wilson, Khalil Shakir, Noah Fant, Juwan Johnson, right? But they are probably more relevant in best ball. You know, building out a tight end room or building out a receiver room, you need those types in best ball. What you don't necessarily want is backup quarterbacks. And he says backups. I don't know how many he's listing, but best ball, it's the opposite roster construction. You don't want every running back on a 53. You don't want every quarterback on a two deep. Like, you kind of want to steer away from guys that are going to be,
because they're dead points. They're zeros. Exactly.
I mean, you can be a little more liberal in the off season because there's nothing happening. But when you get to the season, you don't want to be going, hey, my best ball QB room has Taylor Heinicke on it. Hopefully he starts by week 9, you know, like that's a zero every week. So tighten up your roster construction. But to his point, I mean, with a one running back required in best ball, because it's best ball, because there's the six flexes and it's half PPR, I would bet that the flex analytics heavily favor running back because you only have to start one across the league. and there's six flexes and it's half PPR. So running backs, I think, are very viable flexes, but I'm not prioritizing. Give me one or two hammer running backs, and then I'll take any others that have a role. Meaning I'm not paying, like in a best ball league where I had to start two, I would like a guy like a Najee Harris more because he has a role. You know what I mean? I don't want to be fishing for, well, I hope that running back has a role. I would prioritize kind of some of the more plotter types versus in a start one running back, I wouldn't pay for him, but they're useful to have. So I think you take all positions equally because you have the flexes. The thing I probably wouldn't focus too much on is tight end because it was only half PPR across the board, right?
Right. There was no tight end premium.
So give me a Fant, Juwan Johnson, maybe one or two more, but like I'm going completely dusty at tight end. I need one or two more because it's best ball, but unless you get a better one, I'm not investing any draft capital in them.
You prioritize,
get yourself a Hunter Henry, a Chigakonkwo. I don't care. I'm just spraying and praying, looking for one a week.
Yeah, you just need, you're focusing elsewhere. Alex, thank you for the hammer. So it's a 10-team Superflex start 11. Looks like it's 1.5 for tight ends. Hurts, Anthony Richardson, Love, and Fields at quarterback. Gibbs, Stevenson, Javonte at running back. Garrett Wilson, JSN, Flowers, Godwin at wide receiver. Has Kmet, Michael Mayer. As far as picks, the 101 and all future picks. Well, if you're going to have one pick this year, that's a good one. QB is devalued. Inbox, Hurts for the 102. It's the best offer I've gotten. I think I would go Marvin Harrison Jr. and whomever the wide receiver two is, if I accepted. Am I being desperate? Okay, so 10-team Superflex start 11.
Okay, so a couple things to unpack, and we'll kind of make this one quick. You are probably devaluing QB appropriately. The league is probably devaluing it appropriately because it's a 10-team. How many times have we talked about how people probably look at their QB rooms and go, all right, I wish I could upgrade, but I have enough. It's not a scarcity issue, right? The benefit he has is he only has three. I'm not counting Fields. Fields is a guy I would try to sell, but if you can't, I understand. He has a monopoly at good quarterback play here, right? And so I'm okay doing it. I would advocate taking a QB or taking a receiver at one and two anyway. And he says it's devalued. So I'm trusting him that he knows his league and this is going to be the best offer he ever gets for any of his QBs. But if you said, no, I'm just taking Marv and keeping Jalen Hurts, I'd have no problem with that. I think you can go either way. What do you think? Would you trade Hurts if that's the only QB you can move?
Yeah.
And your receivers are Garrett Wilson and then, you know, 10 teamers. It's really only a couple more decent ones. Would you do it or would you just stick with the positional advantage?
I think I would, man. I think I would. In this case, I'm just assuming that Alex tried to sell quarterback before. You know, he's looked at his team and he's like, go ahead.
Would you wait until you see what happens with Fields? What if in 2 weeks he's a zero?
That's a good call.
But let's say he gets traded and he's the starter for the Vikings. Now you're like, all right, I can trade away Hurts because I'm feeling comfortable about Fields, right? Would that matter? Would you maybe see if you can wait another week? It doesn't impact the team you're trading with, right? Because he doesn't care about Fields. He just wants Hurts or the pick.
Right. And that's why you can even be vocal about that. Be like, I'm going to wait because I need to see what's happening with Fields. And it's like, I'm going to need a significant leverage piece to move on now and take on that risk.
Okay. One more thing. If you could trade Fields for a decent receiver, would you bypass trading Hurts?
Sure.
You could trade Fields for like, I don't know, George Pickens. Would you just take that? And
that's
then
a little gross for me. I saw your tweet. You've done a 180 on him, but Fields could, I don't know. He can put up stupid numbers.
But,
I'm historically
but remember the quarterback market.
No,
if you
I don't
address
I
mean, your receiver need with Fields. Now you just go A-Rich, Love, and Hurts. You're set at QB. You draft Marv. Boom. Your team looks like that. I think you have one extra QB. I think you just got to price out what can I get for Fields versus what happens with him and do I want to make the Hurts trade now or wait?
730 eyeballs in here thanking us or helping us thank Faux Shigs for the hammer. Have you played in leagues with strange, extreme, or otherwise unique rules? Did you enjoy the experience and do you have any recommendations for a unique dynasty experience? Much love.
Yes, I've played in some crazy ones. I've played in Empire Leagues. I've played in leagues where there's way too many starters. I've played in leagues with crazy contract rules, bankroll rules. Let's just say if the league requires extensive manual work outside of the platform, it's usually pretty unique that somebody has to track. I'll just say this for Shigs, join the Discord. You get in the Discord, I mean, there's hundreds of people in there. If you said, hey, does anyone want to start a crazy league? I mean, there's people in there.
You have nine people be down immediately.
Oh, you go to old Danny Too Good. Hey, I want to start a league that no one's ever heard of before. Okay, cool. Let's do it. You know, 18 starters, you know, start four quarterbacks. I mean, just ridiculous stuff. So yeah, join the Discord and just say, I want to get into a unique league. You'll probably have five people that want in right away.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll just say real quick, too, I set up a best ball league. This was a while back, but I tried to juice up running back a little bit, for example. So if you're mixing that into the crazy scoring, it was like start three running back, and it was like juiced in other fashions too, PPC. So, yeah, whatever. Have fun with it. Hey, it's a reason to do another startup, right? Nathan, thank you for the hammer. It is a 10-team, 1QB PPR, no tight end premium, start nine. So a shallow one here. Lamar, Cousins at quarterback, Saquon and trash cans at running back, J.J. Pittman, Nico, Devontae Adams, Keenan Allen, Godwin. And then at tight end has Andrews. As far as picks, the 106. Inbox offers. I wonder if these are still in there. Send Saquon, Pittman, Nico, the 106. Receive CD. Let's start with that one.
Man, I have to put my 1QB start nine.
So it's 1QB start nine, but they're startable, Scott. You're still sending like startable pieces in that format. That's too much. Let's see what the second one is.
Would you prefer sending Lamar Jackson instead of sending, what is it, Nico Collins out of the second one? Would you prefer sending Lamar in a 1QB, or is the positional advantage potentially too much in a shallow league like that?
Yeah, so the second one is send Saquon, Lamar, Pittman, and the 106 for CD. Just
putting in Lamar instead of Nico Collins, basically, by the way that I read it.
I'm talking to the owners of, you know, the other two guys, and yeah, I'm talking to the owners of wide receivers 1 through 5. Well,
okay, so let's assume that's his goal. What is the gap here? Would you let this guy pick any of these three assets instead of four, and would you do it?
Any of these three? Sure.
Instead of, I mean, what's the least valuable asset in sending? Is it the 106 in a 1QB?
Yeah, the 106 I'm not worried about. Gosh, I don't, it's not bad. Even the first one, you break it down, 1QB, 106 is a crapshoot.
How about this? You can have the 106 and you pick two of any of the group of players. Saquon, Pittman, Nico, or Lamar, you can have two of them in the 106 and give me CD.
Love it.
See if he goes for it. Let him choose, but make sure that 106 is one of the three assets you're sending. Don't send four.
Good stuff. We got there. This one's great. A hammer from Hammerla Anderson. Oh, boy. 12-team super flex, PPR, 1.5 for tight ends, start nine. We have Lamar, Cousins, Russ Wilson. We have Cans Incorporated at running back. Or no, Cans Incorporated at quarterback. Running back is Saquon, Eckler, Jacobs, Gus Bus, and Trash Cans. JJ, Tyreek, Puka, Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, and then Andrews and Njoku at tight ends. Says traded away all 24 and 25 first and seconds. I have my own 26s, won the ship last year. Congrats. Says run it back with the same roster. Asks, should I trade Puka for more crusty assets such as Stafford and Diggs? Activity level in the league is mid. Go ahead. 12 team superflex start nine.
Well, first of all, I love the name, the Hammerla Anderson. And anybody that doesn't, I'm sure people know who it is, but what that's referring to. I like how she listed Cans Incorporated and then Joe Flacco. So that the ordering there is interesting. Yeah. You know what? This team has enough to win. I'm not trading Puka for Matt Stafford and Stephon Diggs, because I'm now just adding Matt Stafford to a Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Matt Stafford QB room. I'm probably just running this back. I mean, I'd love to trade running backs, but I don't think there's any that I can move. I'll tell you what, if someone like Saquon or Jacobs goes to the Chargers, I'm selling one of those running backs just to get some liquidity back, a 25 first or whatever. Cause I think the team with two of those guys, with Lamar, with two other starters, and then JJ, Tyreek, Puka, and the veteran receivers, and Andrews and Njoku, like, this team can easily win. So I'm running it back, but I want to hedge my bets and maybe sell one or two assets.
Sounds good. We have a hammer from Jake P. I don't think this is a stray one, and I actually have, I'll have to put up a banner. Let's do it right now. Real quick, from Roman. So Roman is our new intern. Shane's intern. We're starting an internship program over here at Dynasty Trades and Five. He helped me load these banners today. God bless you. God bless you. Back to Jake P. He says, you guys are the best. And again, I don't think there was a stray trade that I missed. So
best hammers right there. Just a compliment and then get out. Love it.
Yep. 796. Can we breach the 800 burger today, Scott? So we have a hammer from Dumpster Fire, 12-team Superflex, PPR, 1.5 for tight end, start 10. At quarterback, Watson and Bryce. We have Bijan, Spears, and trash cans at running back. JSN, Jaden Reed, QJ, Burks, Bateman, and Wandale. Has Laporta and Pitts at tight end. 101, 112, 201, 209, 211. And his question is, trade the 101, which he says is Marv, and the 201 for the 102. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a bigger trade. Trade the 101, 201 for the 102, 107, and 202. The activity level is mid, 6 point per passing touchdown, and there is a QB limit of 4 on the roster, which would get Shane fired up. And I agree. Those got to go.
Yeah, if you have those rules, please eliminate any sort of limits on your roster. Nothing worse than that. Man, does he have every receiver that's just pure hopium off name? QJ, Burks, Bateman, Wandale. It's just
they're always together. They're always together, like Burks and Bateman.
Like, there's a type, right? Like, someone is continually going, I'll buy into that guy for one more.
Godwin is always with Sutton and Keenan Allen, you know, those kinds of teams. But
surprised,
yeah,
we don't have a Judy on this team, that he would fit perfectly in that group. I know you're a big Judy guy, but, you know, we'll see.
That was
trade 101. You know, we'll see. He's going new place, probably. 101 and 201 for 102.
101, 201 for 102, 107, and 202.
I think if he's getting Caleb, I'm okay with it where his roster is. I think you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. But I like getting the 107 in the deal because I probably get a Dunze. When you add that in, you add him to Caleb, I'd rather have that than what he's giving up. The 201 and 202, it doesn't matter. I think I'd do it. Knowing I'm getting Caleb and I could use a quarterback, I'm fine doing the 101 for basically the 102 and 107. You lack assets. You got to do it.
You could go. I mean, you could get cute. You could get cute with it and take Neighbors or, you know, whomever you like best at 102. And then you would have the 107 and 112. You could get cute. You've got Bryce and Watson. It's gross, but it's a way to get more wide receivers. I don't know.
And I move the 107 and the 201 for the 106 and give myself one extra shot, something like that potentially, the only thing that could bite him here is if he ends up with in a spot where it's like McCarthy or Bowers. Like, I don't want Bowers on this team because I already have Laporta and Pitts in the format. It doesn't really make sense. But you know what? You could also see, you know, can you throw Laporta or Pitts in a deal? And then you could pivot to Bowers. I like the flexibility, but I would take that first trade and go from there.
Sounds good. So Fire Sports Cards, that must be a YouTube channel. Check it out. Thank you for the hammer. New startup league tomorrow. Now, I think he's probably in the thick of it. So let's try to give him advice to help him along. He might be in the middle of it. 16 teams, start 8. I have the 103 in a startup. He said, trade back into the first. Very active league so far. Is it QB or wide receiver with top picks? Thanks for all you do, guys. Fire Sports Cards, feel free to email Clay at DynastyTradesAndFive.com and come up with a new question, and we'll address it on, Sunday night is the next stream. So give us an updated question. But general thoughts here, Scott, in a 16-team start 8. What you're doing,
Superflex, right?
We're assuming Superflex. I mean,
if it's not a quarterback, it's a receiver, but in a super flex, especially so the more teams and the less starters, the positional advantage is picture the positional advantage line at QB. It drops off quick. Like you don't want to be starting QB 16, which somebody's going to be. You definitely don't want to have to reach for QB 16 and QB 17. You know what I mean? Because what you're going to have to pay relative to the guy that has Jalen Hurts or Patrick Mahomes is huge. So I'm definitely taking a QB, and you're in the great spot because you're at the kind of the tier break, you know?
Yeah.
You want Stroud, you want Hurts, you want Mahomes, and I'm not trading back. If I trade it back, it's one spot. Yeah, and it's got to be because somebody has to have CJ Stroud and they don't like Jalen Hurts for some reason, something like that. But no, you're in a great spot. I'm taking a QB.
For sure. We got we have two hammers from B Mormon 7, and I'm looking at the time, 3:46. My boy Charlie gets off the bus here in like 15, 20 minutes, but we got this, man. So two hammers from B Mormon. Thank you so much. 10 team super flex start 11, no tight end premium, two tight ends, Herbert and Goff at quarterback, Rashad White, Kamara, Henry at running back, J.J. Wilson, D-Hop, Jacoby Myers, Downs, and then has Pitts and Freiermuth at tight end. The 104, 108, and a projected early 25 first, 225 seconds, and 226 first. Question is, thoughts on what to do with those 24 firsts? The heart wants neighbors at four, but the head is saying QB at four, best wide receiver at eight. He said, or thoughts in general. Thanks. What do you think here, Scott? 10 team super flex. It's two tight ends. Start 10.
Yeah, B Mormon, the best gifts always come from the heart. The heart wants neighbors. That's who I want at 104 if he's there. If he was in a league with us, we would have already taken him at the 101 or the 102 or the 103. So if you can get him at the 104, locked and loaded. 108, you know, this is one of those, Clay, where I think there's a chance he gets either Bowers. Bowers probably goes, though, because it's two tight end. But Bowers and McCarthy, like this is the one where if I'm forced to make the pick and the top three receivers are gone and Bowers is gone and Caleb is gone and Daniels and May are gone and McCarthy's just there, I'll take it because my team could use another quarterback. But I feel better about doing that versus taking one at 104 and settling at 108. So if Neighbors is there, it's Neighbors, yeah. And then just see what's there at 108. It could go Bowers, it could go McCarthy. Or you could trade out. Or he asked what to do with the future picks. I mean, he's got an extra second. Move up a spot.
I want to move up a spot. Yes.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. I would like Bowers in a two tight end. That's for sure.
Don't Pitts and Freiermuth usually go together too? Like people needed a tight end. They got both of them and they've just waited. You know what I mean?
I mean, we've only read off thousands of these trades. So yeah, we notice some correlations for sure. Okay, let's go to DNA. Thank you for the two hammers. Appreciate it. It is a 12-team Superflex start 9 PPR, 2.0 for tight ends. There's also a 0.5 per first down bonus. It is 4 point per passing touchdown. You only have to start one RB in this one too. Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, and trash cans. Henry, Miller, any RB on a 53. It has Devontae Adams, DK Metcalf, Dobbs, Wicks, and then Andrews and Njoku and Otten at tight end. Has the 101, 103, 6, the 201, 206, and 7. The league values on picks is low. 95% of the draft is owned by three teams. I'm thinking I go Marvin Harrison at 101, Daniels at 103, then Bowers or Neighbors at 106. Or should he try to move up? So what are we doing with these picks, man? 12 team super flex. It is a 2.0 for tight ends. Start 9. 4 point.
I actually think I'm fine with where I'm at because Bowers is going to be just as good as the receivers here in a 2 PPR, a shallow league especially, and he's got the firepower at tight end that he could trade with. If he gets Bowers, he could trade a couple of his other tight ends, or he could trade one of Andrews or Njoku for another position. I think you can go either way. If you prefer, you have the picks where you're going to be able to get at least a receiver, right, or two. So if you go, okay, Caleb is a big difference maker compared to the other QBs, you could take him, and then you could just have the 103 and 106, and you know you're going to get Neighbors, Bowers, Adunze, Neighbors, yeah. Combo of that. I guess it comes down to how do you feel about the other QBs? Because he can use a QB1 here, right? I love having Baker as my three, Love as my two, and Caleb as my one. Like, that's pretty nice.
Do you want Jaden Daniels maybe in the 4 point, Scott? I mean, with this,
0.5
for first down. What do you think?
I think he just moves closer to Caleb, but I don't think he surpasses him. But maybe that changes your decision on how much you have to just go Caleb at 101. So I'm indifferent.
103.
This is one of those where, real quick, Clay, what would you do if you had no other picks except for the 101 and you couldn't trade? Would you go Marv or would you go Caleb?
That's a good question. That's a good way to look at it. I'm going Caleb.
Doesn't your scope change though because you have the other picks now? Now you're like, I can think about it a little bit more because I have those other picks kind of protecting my 101.
He's in such a great spot with those picks, mm-hmm. three inside the top six. I will, or maybe it's a she. Maybe it's Dana. Maybe she forgot to put that first A in her Buy Me a Coffee username. Either way, thank you for the hammers. Yeah, you're in good shape. What's up?
I'll say something to think about. We talked about it on Destination Chill. We talked about it on the stream the other night. I think with where the wide receiver market is, if you are in a position like this, it's tough because I think there are people out there legitimately saying, I'm just taking receivers. I'm scared of Drake May. I'm scared of JJ McCarthy. I'm scared of even Jaden Daniels. And I think the receivers, as long as they don't just flat out bust, you draft Malik Nabers, like you're not going to be hurt by the pick. He may not blow up, but you're not going to go in 6 months
for days. Exactly. He's got insulation. Exactly. Yep.
So if it's an active league, especially, there's going to be teams that just go all receivers. Screw the quarterbacks. I'm just drafting the asset. I'll trade later.
Running backs don't matter. Thank you for the two hammers. Appreciate it. He says, it's me. Running backs don't matter again. Bought an extra hammer to brag and shout out. Dynasty trades in 5. Process of selling off running backs to get to the bottom. Sold Javonte and David Montgomery for late firsts. Flipped those late firsts into the 104. I sold JSN for the 105. And then he's got all these other picks. Okay, so let's read off what he has here. It looks like it is a 12-team super flex start 9. Is that his picks? Yeah. His picks are 101, 104, 105. Herbert at quarterback, trash cans at running back, DJ Moore, Dell, Jaden Reed, Deontay, Judy, and then has Musgrave at tight end, and then plus the rookie picks. He's asking, should he flip the 104 and 105 for 102 so I can double tap Caleb and Marv or sit with the current flexibility? What do you think here?
I mean, I liked how he went right from Herbert and the first running back he listed was
trash cans. Yeah, he said, gave us the shout out for selling off running backs to tank to the bottom.
Listen, I don't want to give up 104 and 105 for 102, but if there was a format where you say, if you just believe Marv and Caleb Williams are elite generational players, you could stomach it in a start 9.
Right.
I think with where you're at asset wise, though, I'm probably not paying that. You're not in a position where you can just give up 2 premier assets like that for 1, especially given you're going to get May and Neighbors with those picks instead of 1 player. I think you have to do that. I think you play it out because you don't have enough assets here.
You don't have the assets. You don't have the team right now. So if anything, I'm going the other way. Instead of packaging 2 for 1, I'm selling 1 for 2.
It would you sell the 101 for the 103 and the 106?
All day with this team.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that, but maybe look at what team has the 103.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Can you get a similar value deal from them or the 106? Can you get a hammer in the 106 for the 101? Try it.
I dig it. 915 people in here. I'm glad I'm getting my kid off the bus, but it's almost like, man, I just go all freaking day.
It's just growing, dude. So yeah, cool. Man. Let's hit this last one.
Yeah, it is. The last one is a 3 hammer. From Hank the Cat. Thank you very much. It is a 12-team Superflex PPR 2.0 for tight ends, start 10. Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, Kendre Miller, Keaton Warren, Alave, Puka, Waddle, Burks, and then has McBride. Has a 101, 103, 105, 205 rebuild strategy. Orphan says the activity is mid. Looks like he says he's a year plus away from being competitive, thinking of going Marv 101, Bowers 103, and best QB at 105, best player available at 205. Given 2 points for tight ends, does that sound reasonable? And again, it's a 12-team Superflex start 10, 2.0 for tight ends.
This is another one of those where it doesn't have enough assets, but you're in an awesome position. The format makes Bowers literally a top five or better pick. You have three of the top five. Do you care here, Clay, if you come out of this with a quarterback, or would you be okay if you got, if you left with Marv, Neighbors, and Bowers, would you be happy on a team where you don't care about trying to compete this year? Would you be okay just letting that ride and figuring, you know, I can make a move at some point. I need Richardson to be good, but if he is, I can kind of feel like I can surround him with other QBs at discount prices later. But man, you're stacked at the skill. I mean, you got McBride, you got Bowers, you're stacked at receiver. You have, you know, your picks. I mean, what are you okay with doing that? Passing QB here? Am I crazy?
I don't think I would have the cojones to do that. I think I would take one at 105. I would be worried about then hoping that the 25 quarterbacks are good instead of, you know, taking one kind of bird in hand style. Now, I don't know if I'd have the stones to do that.
If you could trade,
what if you could buy a cheap one, like a buy a freaking, yeah.
If you could trade 205 and 2/3 for Kirk Cousins, could this team contend?
And you're keeping and sticking and picking with the 101, 103,
and 105. And I'm going Marv, Neighbors, Bowers. I can flex Bowers or McBride. I'm now starting Marv, Neighbors, Olave, Puka, Waddle. And now I'm just piecing together running back. I think the team, he says a year away. This isn't a team where I would just say I'm a year away. I would give it a live underdog shot to try to contend. But you probably do need to get another quarterback. But I think you in this market, this is crazy. Would you trade the 205 and 2 seconds for Bryce Young?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Because and just then bet on Bryce Young. Now you have Levis and Young, and you're just hoping your three QBs can survive. But I think if they do, you have a chance to win. You have a chance to compete earlier than you think. So I might try that.
Love it. Hank the Cat, thanks again. And thank you to the 961 eyeballs in here and across Twitter, across the X machine. Hit that like if there is a like button where you are. Scott, this was fun, man. Happy Friday. We smashed.
Yeah, I see a comment in the chat. I can't find it right now, but they say in the chat that Jake's Hammer is in the chat, the one that just gave us the comment, but not the question.
Oh, okay.
So I don't see it. I don't know if we can find it real quick. We're kind of
clock. What's a timestamp, crowd? If you could,
where is it? We'll see if we can get to it real quick. While we're waiting, I wanted to put up two comments in here.
Go for
while
it.
We're waiting.
Oh, here it is. Here it is from Roman. our man.
He's already doing work. Let's go, Roman.
What a stud! What a stud! We've got 4 minutes. A hammer from Jake P. Thanks again. You guys are the best. 12-team Superflex PPR start 10. It's start 2 tight end. Pat Mahomes, Anthony Richardson, Deshaun Watson, 10 backups. He has trash hands at running backs. Hollywood, Dobbs, Elijah Moore, then Michael Mayer at tight ends. He has the 102, 3, 5, 7, 9. 205 to 11 and 12, 325 firsts, and a handful of seconds. With this QB room, is there a world where taking Neighbors / Bowers at 2-3 and Rome at 5 makes sense? Or do I draft Caleb for value? The activity level is mid. The 101 is set on going Marv. Hates Caleb. What do you think here? So it is a 12-team super flex, start 2 tight end, start 10.
I don't know if Shane is listening, but I'm going to play this a little differently than Shane would. He would look at that receiver room and go, everything's for trade. What can I get for Pat Mahomes? What can I get for Anthony Richardson? You know, I'm slow playing this. We actually talked about this in the voice chat today. If you're stuck at QB and your market is not a QB market, all I need to do is turn these picks into innings eaters receivers. I probably want to draft a few, but I'm okay trading a couple picks too. This team can win if you just turn these picks into a blend of innings eating receivers. And I think if you're gonna take Caleb Williams, which I think you should, because they're letting him fall to the 102. All that does is make your Pat Mahomes, Anthony Richardson, Deshaun Watson more flexible in trade. Even if the market doesn't love it, I bet you somebody might like Richardson. Somebody might like Pat Mahomes, Clay. I'm okay moving Mahomes for certain deals if I have Anthony Richardson, Deshaun Watson, and Caleb Williams. I can live with it. So just play the value, but you need to build a receiver room, but you got every pick in the world and you have quarterback assets. So just slow play it. You'll be fine. And shout out to Roman for pulling the
shout out to Roman. Let me just take a look outside the blinds. 1 second.
And just putting this up there, Roman, excited to be part of the team. Dude, you already bailed Clay out today helping with these questions, and you already helped us out finding Jake's question in the stream. So thank you for that. And I want to put this up there. Luke says, go Vols. No, Luke, not go Vols. but good luck in the tournament after tomorrow's game, which is for the SEC championship.
Good luck.
They've already clinched the share of the regular season SEC championship. So Kentucky's only going to be able to finish one behind. But good luck after tomorrow's game, Luke. Best of luck to the Vols in the NCAA tournament. But go
Cats. And last thing, real quick, go to the Trades and Five handle on X and check out the contest stuff. JJ Zacharyson, we are lucky to be having him on next Tuesday at 8:30. And there's a contest if you pre-order his late round prospect guide. And that's before Sunday or on Sunday, by Sunday. If you do that, you're in the running lottery style for like a roster review, listener league startup spots, things like that. So instead of buying us hammers, spend the like 11 or 12 bucks on a JJ Zacharyson prospect guide. That's worth more. So we'll see you later. I'm going to end the stream. Thanks, everyone.